Welcome to the Unstoppable Leadership Spotlight, influential leaders and their game-changing insights. I'm Jacqueline Stominger, CEO and founder of Leap to Your Success. That's leaptoyoursuccess.com. We help entrepreneurs, leaders, and CEOs grow their business, become unstoppable high achievers in their careers and life, gaining that 1% edge. We believe every professional has the power within them to leap to their greatest success that not only will impact their life, but the lives of the people they touch. So stick around to the end of the show and we will share with you how you can be our next guest. So stick around for those 15 to 20 minutes and let's be unstoppable. Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to another edition and episode of the Unstoppable Leadership Spotlight podcast. I am your host, Jacqueline Strominger. Our goal here is to make sure that leaders are thriving and we're creating great leaders. Great leaders make great businesses and great companies. And today we have an amazing guest. Leaders, if you want efficiency and growth in your business, you need to hear this because Mike Straza is your guy to help you get that efficiency and growth. So who is he and why is he going to be an amazing guest? Mike has decades of experience scaling businesses that advise CEOs and businesses and leaders across the country. Businesses seek Mike out for that COO and CFO level insight to identify pathways to growth and profitability. He has over 25 years experience. And he knows what it takes to help CEOs and other business leaders resolve the blind spots that keep their businesses from growing strong. Mike, welcome to the Unstoppable Leadership Spotlight podcast. I'm so glad to have you on.
Well, thanks for inviting me, Jacqueline. I'm excited to talk about the things that are important to for a business.
Yeah. So tell me, you know, that opening, like efficiency and growth.
Yeah.
Why? Like, why do you, like, where, what's the blind spot and how, and I'm going to, that's a two-part question, but which I hopefully you'll answer in two different ways. I know I should not stack, but what made you see this? Like, what got you seeing?
Yeah, really where it goes back to is kind of go back in time. So, you know, you said 25 plus years of experience. Well, I go back to the time when after, you know, going through college and getting my first job to learning the business world, being in marketing and working with some Fortune 50 and 500 companies and learn from that. And then also too, starting to basically operate a company, a physician company earlier in my career where there was over 200 physicians, over 12 hospitals I was working with and learning that. And what you learn is efficiency. There's a lot of inefficiencies in different things. Healthcare is not immune to that. And that was something I learned. It was like, how do I make this job? How do I make things more efficient? Not just for me, not for the organization I was running, but also too for the hospitals, for the people that are coming in to see the doctors themselves. So there's a lot of things that can break down. So that was something that was I learned right away that I was like, well, this is important. How do we see people, give them the right care? How are they not there for their whole day? So there are several steps that has taken me to this point now in my career.
Wow. Okay. So I have so many different things because I could go down the path of physicians. So maybe we'll have to talk about that off different topic because my husband's a physician and inefficiencies in hospital drives me crazy and leadership. That's a whole other thing.
Yep.
But so tell me, you know, you're helping people find this and you as a fractional COO and CFO, mm-hmm. You said something before the show that almost kind of like baffles me. Mm-hmm. Like I always think that every company automatically has a CFO,
mm-hmm.
but that's not the case.
That is not the case. Because, you know, as companies grow, when you first start one and it's, you have an individual founder or several founders and they're growing and they're all, what happens, this is talk goes back to the efficiency thing. They're doing everything. They have a couple of employees possibly, and they're just doing everything possible because one, it's in their minds, it's cheaper. They're the ones that know about the company. They're running it. They're constantly looking for if they're getting, if they're looking for clients or customers or whatever the term you want to use, they're just gathering, gathering, gathering. And at that same time, which I've had experience dealing with too, is you don't set things up. You don't put things in place, efficiencies in place. You don't put, metrics and all the things that people hear, the terms, the buzzwords you hear over the years of business, are not put in place. And all of a sudden years go by and you're like, well, how come our expenses are going up so high, but our revenue is going up even higher, but our expenses are passing our revenue. And that's where it's like, okay, what are you doing? How are you setting yourself for success? And no one, you never, it's harder to go back in time and saying, okay, we've been doing this for 5 to 10 years. Let's go back and fix all the problems. And then they realize, oh, we need to hire people. Well, if I hire someone, then that's less money for me. I can't pay my debt off. So it snowballs into a bigger problem. So then that's why there's never, they don't bring a CFO in. They're like, oh, I can do numbers. There's a lot of people feel like, well, if I do this, I can do this. And yeah, you can, but you're not efficient at it. You're not good at it. And you're missing, you're losing the sight of what could it really be versus what it is today. And that's, I think, something that CEOs kind of miss at times, the opportunities they lost and they thought they were controlling everything.
Right. So where do you think a company is? Like, is there like a timeline where you say, you know what? You need, when you hit this mark, you definitely need to make sure that you have somebody like a COO or a CFO. Because it's true, like, we all have our expertise. And what you just said is that we are blind to the things that we don't know well, right? Like, I can't know every part of the business. You almost like stick in your lane to and hire somebody else to do the thing that you might be okay at it, but you're not great at it.
And that's the thing is the pain point is where that is, because people have asked me in the past, when should I hire you? When should I come in? Is it this amount of revenue, this many millions of dollars? Is it this many employees? And it all depends. And I always go back to the basics, like, okay, why are you doing what you're doing? What is your business trying to accomplish? What is your mission and vision of your business? And then understanding that and then saying, and one of the simple things is, are you growing a business because you want to make money? You're growing a business because you want to sell it? Are you growing a business because you want to provide people jobs in your community? What is it? So at first you have to pick that one out for me. It's like, I need to know that so I can understand your why and where you're wanting to go. From there, then I can tell them, okay, this is when you need to bring a CEO in or a CFO. So if you need more operational people, then that's good. If you need a finance person, this is when you need to bring them in. And that's where it is, because as you get grow and go, your company is growing in revenue and also other things are coming into play, there's a lot of numbers and it's like, yes, you can add and subtract. That is, but it gets more complicated than that. You could have amortization, you can have all these other things that your recurring revenue, you're there's so many things that you have to look at, and you can't just do that any like you did before, because you're busy, maybe you're the salesperson too, so you're busy doing sales, but it's like, but I don't have time for the finance part. And you can get a bookkeeper, can do those steps, but sooner or later you're gonna need someone that really understands how something operationally works. And also too, that financial person be able to see what the CEO is wanting and desiring and helping them seek out and accomplish their vision and mission of their business. And I think that's where they realize they have to do that.
So you just said something that I think is really key, and it's a huge insight, and I want to make sure that we get this spelled out clearly. A COO or a CFO or fractional CFO versus a bookkeeper. And the CFO is, as you shared, really hones in and carries what that vision and mission is of the company is, where your bookkeeper is just tracking the books.
And you have to make sure they're, I mean, in the bookkeeper still has to, tracking the books is understanding what the books mean and what it states. the CFO, the fractional CFO, is looking at they're being very strategic. They're looking at your finances, they're looking at what your resources are, and they're strategically saying this is what you need to do and when, and helping guiding that CEO to the place where they're like, okay, you can do this now. This is a way you can do this, and here are your options to get you to the next place, next step in what you're trying to accomplish. And that's why you have that person that's they think numbers, but they also think vision, they also think execution, and like, I can do more than this. Because yes, you can get an accountant, which your accountants are great. I always have an accountant too on top of, even though I'm a CFO, they have a place, but they're not going to be that strategic thinker. They're just looking at numbers. They're making sure you're safe, make sure you don't get yourself in trouble by the government, you know, those type of things.
Right.
So they're focused in one area. For me, I'm looking at the broader picture and saying, how do I get you there? And then here are the solutions. And here's, and then also too, I can help execute those solutions for you.
Right. Okay. So what I want to hear is, because this is really great. So give us a story about somebody you've helped, mm-hmm. and the difference it made in their business.
Well, I'll give you first story. One of the things I had done when I was working, when I first was operating this physician group, is they were growing, they were doing fine on their own, but they're like, something's missing. We just can't get it. We're physicians and they do a great job, but they're just like, understanding the business aspect of it and also working with administrations and things like that, there's a balance. And everyone's trying to do the same thing as take care of people. But there's that middle ground where it's like, there's a lot that's going on and confusion. So I come into that. So there are a couple times with the organization I worked with is that they came in some financial crisis, meaning their insurance was going up by 300%. So I had to look, how do we do that? How do we find another insurance company that's going to insure this organization, and what's that going to look like, and how do we do that, and interviewing people and trying to make sure, and in the hospitals, like, where's, do you have insurance? And so that was a problem solving thing I had to do, is like, look at is, what is our numbers? How do we make these work? Because there's no budget for that, where all of a sudden it came out of middle of the year and you're like, well, I got 300% I got to come up with for a premium to pay. So those are solutions where I look at it and say, okay, how do we navigate this and make this work? So that is one of the things I have done. And I'll give you a real quick, another one is coming into an organization and they are doing fine. They've been around forever, but their finance department was struggling. And it's like, okay, how can I help? So they came in for me as a process person, efficiency. So they hired me to come in as a fractional CFO and say, look at our process and our procedures and things like that. So as I'm digging into it, I'm just like, oh wow, there really are not those process and procedures in here. And they're doing things, no one's doing anything incorrectly or inappropriately. So that's good. That's the first thing. But then there's things that were errors and mistakes and things that were being missed. And it's because they didn't have things in place. Great people, knowledgeable in what they're in their field, but they just, nothing was cohesive to where it was like they're pointing in the right direction to where the team was working as one. So I've gone in there and basically reworked the team, helped them with their processes and continue to put them in the right place so they can continue to be successful as they are in providing a service that they been doing for, you know, over 50 years. So that's what you're thinking, okay, a company that's over 50 years old, they should have this figured out. And like, nope, it happens. It's like sometimes people can really just get through it and somehow they are able to make it, manage it. Other people are like, they're doing everything they can possibly do, check anything off the list, and it doesn't work for them and they have to close up. So yeah.
So that's really interesting. The company's 50 years old and again, doing things and going along, but obviously realized that there's inefficiencies that were happening. And so curious, did they have a CFO and the CFO brought you in, or was it?
Yeah, they had a CFO. So really the CEO brought me in to this because they had been talking and concerned about things, and someone had mentioned me and said, oh, this is what Mike does. This is what he comes in and looks at what's going on and kind of give a report of what is the overall structure. And that's what they like, okay, that's what I need. And it had, there was new management and things like that. So that's why they're like, yeah, let's just try this out because there was a pain point. The
Right.
person recognized a pain point and it's like, we have to change. We don't change, this isn't good for our group. And
Right.
that's where sometimes it's new leadership, new perspective, or to a point where it's like it's getting to a point where it's like, yeah, we got to do something. And sometimes it takes CEOs a while to really, say, okay, I need help.
Right. Well, it is. It's hard to get to that point where it says, I need help. And so, do you almost like have like a checklist or something that says like if you check these boxes, this is the time that you might need the help, almost to help people recognize that?
Yeah, I kind of walk through like an intake packet with them. Basically, I just sit down with them and I just first I get to understand who they are, what they're trying, what is their goals, what are they trying to accomplish. So I walk through those with them, and the next step is like, okay, tell me about what's been going well, what's not been going well from your perception or what you've seen or experienced. And I walk through those things, and as I walk through those, then I start taking notes. I interview. If it's a department, I interview the department. I just individually, and it's like I'm here just to help. I'm here to empower you to be better at your job, and this is what I'm trying to do. It's not me trying to. You're not going to lose your job. You're not. These are not things I'm trying to accomplish. I'm just trying to figure out how can you be a better team, and how we can be more efficient. So you enjoy your job, because sometimes people, maybe the things are happening because it's just they're overworked, or they just don't know, they're taking too much of the time and something they shouldn't be, and they should be doing it differently. And it's like helping them have that work-life balance. So that's a little bit of also to what I try to help accomplish for them, which is maybe as an extra added bonus for them. It's not just for the CEO, it's for the person who I'm working with too, the other people in the staff, trying to make sure it's like, yeah, we got to make your life a little bit better here and outside of here. So there's a separation of both.
Right. It's actually kind of interesting from a leadership standpoint. It's really important for people to recognize, as a leader, to recognize when your team is working, where they're working too hard just to almost band-aid something to make it work, and what that leader can do when they could bring somebody in to create those efficiencies. And then I'm assuming once you do that, I'm curious, what's been the percentage increase to that, again, bottom line?
Yeah. Well, no, it's definitely I've seen that with several of my groups I've worked with in the past, in the recent, this past year, and currently is like they're seeing a huge shift where the revenue coming in and their expenses, everything is adjusting the way it needs to. And then also too expanding, because it's like now you can now bring in other employees to help this area because you can afford it. Before you couldn't afford it because they were so inefficient, you were losing money in an area that you shouldn't have been losing money. And I think that's where it's like, wow, this is actually going to help you again go to the next level that you're looking for, or the thing you've been trying to get to for so long, and you're like, why can't I get there? And it's like, oh, now I freeze up this person's time, their resources, in trying to get, back to where they're not trying to stay their head above water, basically. They're not drowning every day and wishing they didn't have to come to work. So.
Right. And that's actually a huge thing. So to me, like one of those, this is a huge insight and game changer. And I want leaders to really understand this. And I could probably talk till I'm blue in the face about this, but the creating systems and putting, standard operating procedures in place, on the financial side and actually throughout your business to help create those systems so that your people can be more effective and efficient will actually raise the bar so that they're liking to come and work, happy employees, happy company, greater growth. And sometimes when you get that greater growth, what ends up happening is you don't necessarily have to hire more people for the growth. It just happens naturally because people are happy to be at work.
And you keep retention. Your employee
Yes.
retention is so much better because everyone talks about the cost of not retaining. If you lose people and you're continuing to retrain, 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 you're losing money. That amount of money, it's hard to even quantify at times. But yeah, you are losing a fair amount of money if you're constantly having a rotation of people coming in and out of your organization and you have to start all over again. And then they're trying to learn from somebody that's not there anymore. And it's a really bad cycle to be in.
Yep, it's so true. Having turnover costs America, and this is like I know it's American companies. And I'm not going to quote the number, but I remember reading something where it was like somewhere around like $4.5 billion just in inefficiencies when, and that's just US companies, not we're not talking worldwide. But it's a huge cost. So leaders and CEOs, if you want to create more efficiencies and you want to grow your business, make sure you've got Mike in your back pocket to help, with that, whether you have a CFO or not. This is really important because creating those efficiencies will drive your growth and create better, happy employees. Mike, how can people find you and connect with you?
Yes, the two ways you can find me is, of course, on LinkedIn. You can find me under Michael Straza on LinkedIn. And I post a lot of stuff out there. I have my blog posts written. And then I have other content I put on LinkedIn, but also to my website. It's Consult Straza or strazaconsulting.com. You can go to there, and I have all my information about how to get a hold of me, what questions do you have, and again, all my articles I have posted out there about these particular topics about how to be more efficient, why is it important to have a fractional CFO, COO, why is it important to really have the efficiencies in your organization to succeed.
Yeah, well, I so appreciate having you on as a guest. This is the Unstoppable Leadership Spotlight podcast. If you've enjoyed this and found some useful information, which I hope you have, please hit subscribe and also share it with someone that you know who might need that growth and efficiency in their business and who could use Mike. Everybody needs Mike in their back pocket. So again, I'm Jacqueline Strominger, your host, and thank you so much for listening. And thank you, Mike, for being a guest.
Thank you.
I'm Jacqueline Strominger, and I want to thank you so much for listening to the Unstoppable Leadership Spotlight, Influential Leaders and Their Game-Changing Insights podcast. If you are a successful CEO, entrepreneur, or leader in your industry, and you have insights you would like to share, we want you to be a guest on this program. So please visit go.leaptoyoursuccess.com/podcast. And if you have gotten something out of this interview and you'd like to share the episode on social media, just go ahead and take a screenshot with your phone and text it to a friend or post it on socials. If you know somebody who would be a great guest, please tag them on social media and let them know about the show and include the hashtag Unstoppable Leadership Spotlight. I love seeing your posts and your guest suggestions. So we regularly are putting out new episodes and content. So please make sure you don't miss any episodes and go ahead and hit subscribe. Your thumbs up, ratings, and reviews go a long way to help promote the show, and they mean so much to me and my team. You want to know more about the podcast or about Leap to Your Success? Just go to the website, leaptoyoursuccess.com, or follow me, Jacqueline Strominger, on LinkedIn, Facebook, and Instagram. Just plug in my name, Jacqueline, that's Jacqueline dot Strominger, Strominger, and follow me on all the socials. So thank you so much for listening, and remember, be unstoppable.